if you don't know something, or if you doubt, or if you just need to ask, then ask. Like, what can you actually lose?
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am here in Tallinn, Estonia at Spring Hub about to share Kelly's story with you. She is awesome. She discovered that she loves the tech space, and so, but she knew nothing about it and she wanted to like dive right in. So I thought her story was really empowering, because a lot of times we see these fields that we're curious about and we want to explore, but that we feel like we're an odd man out and it's just overwhelming and we don't know anyone. So how do we even get started? So I thought sharing Kelly's story with you would help expose you to like a pathway in order to dive into your dream job, just like Kelly did. Is that pretty accurate?
That's pretty accurate, yeah.
Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Kelly, and at the moment I'm working in Spring Hub. I'm a program manager here, and soon I'm starting to do marketing as well. And I'm newbie. I started like a month ago, so it's been a very short trip yet, but it will be awesome. I'm very excited to be here.
And what is Spring Hub?
Spring Hub is a co-working space which we open here in Tallinn. It's the biggest one here in Estonia, and we are gathering different kind of startups here and organizations to kind of create like a community, so people can or startups can really develop them even more, even though if they're for example they already have been in market like few years, then we truly believe that this place and this environment can help them more to develop and get even better and better here.
And when did you first become attracted to technology?
I think it was actually this summer when Enelin called me and offered me the job. And by that time I had no idea like what I'm going to do. But you know, once I met all those people, all the people here, I got really hooked. Really.
What was it about it?
I think mostly the idea of this community, but not just regular community, but the community with the startups and also people who are managing with like technology like every day. I think that was the thing that really got my attention, definitely. Yeah.
What would you say has been your most favorite part about your position so far?
A lot of new information. I'm still learning so much about the terminology and different kind of like startups, but I think it's the knowledge and this information I'm getting every day. I'm learning so much every day. It's incredible how much you can actually learn.
What kind of suggestion do you have for someone in achieving their dreams? Like, what has worked for you, a mindset in achieving yours?
I think what I've learned so far is that if you don't know something, or if you doubt, or if you just need to ask, then ask. Like, what can you actually lose? I mean, that's my strategy right now, that whatever I need to know something, I'm just asking, because there's nothing bad about this. And that's the one thing I think it's very, very important.
And definitely. You said earlier you got this job because Enelin called you and said, hey, I have a job available. Like, how would she know to think of you? Did you put yourself out there and say, hey, I'm looking for a marketing position? Or why did she think of you when the job became available?
I was working with Enelin 3 years ago. In Tallinn University Student Union, so we know each other quite a long time already, and we had very good connection since start, actually, and I know how she works, her like work ethics and everything, so and she knows mine, she knows me quite well as well, so I think that was the thing that it was most of the connections, and she knew me, and she offered me the job. She was asking if I'm interested, and I told her yes, I am for sure, because like marketing is something which I'm very interested in. So it just two things came together. I don't know, it just something happened there.
Taking on a new job is really difficult, like learning everything new. So how do you overcome obstacles?
I think I'm just reminding myself every morning that you can't be like super awesome, perfect at the beginning. You have to start from somewhere to get there, to get to be like very good at what are you doing. So I'm a little bit like, I'm not a very patient person, I have to say, but it has taught me a lot that you have to start from somewhere. Make the first step. And I believe that things are just starting to, you know, come together if you really like what you do and if you really believe in it.
Yeah. How can people connect with you further?
Facebook, I think it's, then I'm almost always available there. So if you just write me Kelly Kipus, feel free to write me, no problem.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for being on the Women in Tech podcast. If you guys want to connect with more amazing women in tech, definitely check out the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. And you could always tweet us at Women in Tech Show. I will see you guys in the next one.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.